Hello, my love. Welcome back to the podcast. Okay, so this is a late night episode, which I don't think I have done before. So we're gonna see how this goes. Late night episode. I mean, a late night recording. I'm recording this much later at night than I'm used to, but I felt called to hit record, and so I'm recording. First, I want to say I have not listened to the last episode because there was a lot coming up for me after I shared it, and I immediately just wanted to take it back, delete it, archive it. And whenever I'm in that space, I don't make decisions, I don't take action. And so I'm still actively battling my ego on this one, and I'm waiting till I get in clean, clear energy before making a decision. But the energy of that episode just felt like very ungrounded. And I think part of it, I'm working on owning my multidimensionality. I'm really working on owning all parts of myself and all seasons of myself. And that episode was very unexpected. Again, I haven't listened back to it. I just remember like so much more channeled through than I was expecting. But it also felt very ungrounded for me. And I really do like, I just like recording episodes when I feel more clear in my energy, more connected to myself, more grounded in my energy. So that's the backdrop for this episode. And part of it is there's been so many things that have popped up in my field, popped up in my physical reality that I've seen, and then so many messages that have been popping up in my field energetically, and then messages that have been coming through directly in my channel around what's happening in our world right now, but not really in our world. Really around the issues with social media. I'm just gonna say it like that. That's been the main thing that I'm noticing right now is that there is a really big issue with social media, and I feel like people aren't talking about it. So, what I'll first say is that pretty much everyone I've talked to who is conscious on some level has been feeling very repelled by social media, in particular Instagram, over the last couple years, but it's just getting more and or what am I saying? It's just getting worse and worse. Like they are feeling more and more repelled by particularly Instagram. And I have a lot to say on this because, again, like these messages go deep. I've received messages about social media for so long, and I really just was not in a good habit of receiving messages and then sharing them. And so 99.9% of messages that I've received over the last 5 years, they're just in my phone or they're in my drafts or they're saved as potential podcast episodes or activations that never see the light of day. So I feel like sometimes I get overwhelmed because I have so much to say. There's been so many messages that have never been shared, and it's like, oh my God, where to even start? So this message I've gotten for years, but it feels a little bit outdated. I still think it's important to set the foundation. If we look at Instagram in particular, Instagram was created when, or I think when I was in high school. I know that I used it in high school. It gained popularity when I was in high school. I graduated high school in 2010, so my guess is Instagram started around then. Okay, I had to look it up. It was started in October 2010, so I guess right after high school. I don't know about you, but the Instagram that I remember was just pictures. And you could post a picture with a caption. It reminded me of Facebook, but was also like way cooler because you had this feed and like I don't know, it just like looked way different. It was just pictures, no words. You had Twitter, then you had Facebook, and then you had Instagram. And Instagram was just pictures. At that time, they didn't have Instagram stories. I don't even think you could message people. Maybe you could, I don't remember. But it was that version of Instagram was very different than the version of Instagram that you have now, right? There have been so many iterations of Instagram. Problem one is that all of those old iterations still live there. So I don't, oh, I think I actually do. I think on my personal account, I do have old photos from like years and years ago. I have photos on my Instagram from way long ago. So do other people, right? Like those photos still live on there from 2010, but not only from that time period, but from many iterations ago. Like if you think of Instagram like a person, Instagram has evolved a ton. Instagram is an entirely different person, but their old past versions of self are still around, right? Like typically when someone evolves, they evolve into this new person. If their old traits are still showing up, we consider them, okay, you didn't really evolve. You didn't really change. Like your old shit's still coming up. That frequency is still lingering. And problem two is that Instagram has no longer, how do I say this? Instagram in its creation is no longer a pure frequency. Instagram started as this pretty original idea of, okay, like let's just share pictures. No, like you can have a caption, but no words like Facebook, no status updates. Like let's just share pictures. That was like, from what I remember, pretty revolutionary at the time. Then you have during, I think especially COVID, and then since then, TikTok comes out. Okay, now Instagram starts Reels. Now this app is doing this. Now Instagram does it. Like the frequency of which Instagram is evolving is no longer pure. Like whoever is creating these updates at Instagram, these are not people who are like, oh my God, I woke up with a dream about doing this, or I think it'd be amazing if we created this new revolutionary idea. Instagram is no longer an original idea. It's no longer a revolutionary concept. There are other players in the space who are creating somewhat revolutionary ideas. I mean, I remember when TikTok came out, that felt pretty revolutionary. I know it like was kind of a reiteration of Vine, but you get my point. Like Instagram is just copying other people and what those other companies are finding to be successful. My point being, the frequency of Instagram in particular is fucked. So I know that a lot of people have felt this, even like, because I think it's interesting, a lot of people, there's like always an argument, you know, there's people who get so frustrated by Instagram's algorithm and how they always change it and like it's impossible to please and all this stuff. Then you have other people that are like, stop worrying about the algorithm, you know, just create good content and all this, whatever. To me, I just find it, again, it's not the action that Instagram is taking, the company Instagram. It's the intention behind the action. Behind all these algorithm changes, it feels like a chaotic mess at that company. Like, I don't know what's going on behind closed doors at Instagram, but it feels like a shit show. The frequency of Instagram is not a great place. The frequency is fucked. So, for those of us who are energetically tapped in, we're conscious of our energy shifting and changing and how things affect us. Yeah, we're probably going to feel a little bit repelled being around this frequency. So, that's kind of the first main thing I want to get into. The second thing. collective consciousness wise, we are rising every single day, every single minute into a new consciousness where people are starting to have a level of consciousness. They are starting to realize that they have the answers for their life, that they know, and only they know, what is true for them and what is right for them. And they are starting to realize that they have to live by that. People are starting to lead themselves in their life. They are no longer being guided by societal norms, by cultural norms, religious norms, familial norms. And like, there's layers to this and there's levels to this, but that is the direction we are moving in, is that people are realizing I am me and I am a unique person, and only I know what is best for me. Only I know what's true for me. Only I know what is right for me. So I have to guide myself from that inner knowing. But then you go on social media. And this one is not just Instagram. I think because the frequency of Instagram is already so messed up with everything I talked about, that it is that much more noticeable on Instagram. But I see this on any other app. I see it on TikTok. I see it on Threads. I see it on YouTube. I see it everywhere. I see it on Twitter, or I guess X now. Now that social media has become a marketplace to express yourself and to market your business and really to market yourself, more than ever, social media feels like a nonstop advertisement. There are more ads, like literal ads, than ever before, whether I'm on TikTok, whether I'm on YouTube Shorts, whether I'm on Instagram, wherever it is, there are more ads than ever before, but it also feels like more content, like more free content, is presented to us as a form of marketing, as a form of advertisement. Now, on one level, like you can look at it like very simply, like it doesn't feel good to be sold to all the time, right? Like I used to work in Nordstrom. But it was so funny because I was really hesitant to work at Nordstrom because I felt like that was one store where I would walk into and I would walk through a section and possibly be greeted by three different people who were all trying to help me, all asking, "Do you need help? What can I help you with? What are you looking for today?" And I was like, "God, just leave me alone." You know, and like that's how it feels on social media a lot of times for me. Is I am navigating those apps and I'm like, God, just leave me alone. Like, I just want to do my thing. Like, you're trying to sell me something. You're trying to sell me something. Like, I can't even enjoy anything on here because now everyone is trying to sell something. There are nonstop ads. In general, if you look at where the small business space was before COVID, if you look at the online space before COVID, digital businesses, online businesses have blown up. The pathway for that, using Instagram, using other social media in general, not just Instagram, using social media to advertise, to market the business. But it's not necessarily the marketing, it is the style of marketing. So again, we have collectively this rise in consciousness, where people are really starting to take ownership of their lives. And they are starting to realize that if they want something in their life, only they have the answers for how to get it. That that is part of their path and they have the answers for their path. But then you go on social media and nonstop, there are thought leaders and experts and gurus and all of these people that are dying to tell you what you're doing wrong with your life, why you don't have what you want, and how to get what you want. And guess what? They have the answers for you. And guess what? They have a course, they have a guide, they have an ebook, they have a new program launching. I will say on that, I noticed a couple years ago that content creators were really starting to gain a lot of momentum with thought leadership. Like all of a sudden, like health content creators were appearing to be more trusted sources than a nutritionist or an FNTP or another health practitioner. And I think it's because the style of content they're putting out. A content creator is just trying to give you value, no strings attached, right? Versus a business, they are sharing the value, but it is connected to the business. It's connected to an offer. Of course, right? Like that's what a business is. There are offers, there is an energetic exchange that has to do with money. Like that is part of the deal. The issue is the frequency of someone who is trying to sell. It's so interesting because I see these content creators, they're just posting value, value, value. And you have people in their comments who are like, do you have a guide or do you have an ebook or whatever? And then you have someone who is an established business who have they decided, like, okay, I'm going to start a business. I'm going to try to sell something. And it is that frequency of trying to sell that is at this level of consciousness that we are now at collectively, that is now repelling. So, this is important to know for both the consumer side, like consuming social media, and the content creator slash business owner side who is marketing their business online. I know for myself, I've gotten caught in this trap on both sides, where as a consumer, I'm just on Instagram, la-di-da-di-da, like following people that I care about, whatever. Even following people that like share valuable content, whatever. They share stuff I'm interested in. And then something's going on in my life, in my health or my relationship or my business that I want to change. And so at that point, I'm looking on Instagram to try to find, people who are reputable, who are knowledgeable, who post content or have a business around this topic, who could potentially help or share something that could help me. And their content will feel very seductive because it's like, oh, you struggle with X, Y, and Z in your health. This is why. And this is what will help you. Oh, you're not having the revenue months that you want to have in your business. This is why. And this is what's going to help you. And in that place as a consumer, it feels very seductive. It really pulls you in, right? It's like, ooh, yeah, that person has the answers for me. On the business owner side, I'm going to be very, very transparent because I got stuck in this for the first couple years of my business. When I first learned to market in this way, to be honest, it did not resonate, but I took it on. I tried it on for way too long because that's what my business coaches were doing who were successful in business. And so I figured if I want to have a successful business, I need to take this advice and I need to make it work for me. I tried to do that for way too long and I thought that it was just me that was the problem instead of realizing that this was not the way that I was supposed to market. But as a business owner, there is this frequency in which I am just sharing what I'm passionate about. I'm sharing the content I want to share. Sometimes it's value, sometimes it's stories, but I'm just sharing what I want to share. And then it comes time to try to sell. And all of a sudden, the frequency of my content changes. It's no longer pure, it's no longer straight from the heart. All of a sudden, I'm trying to sell someone something. And that content normally looks something like the same content that feels seductive to me as the consumer. This is what's wrong with you. This is why you don't have what you don't want. And this is why my thing is going to be your solution. In general, a lot of older generations, like my parents or my ex-partner's parents or friends' parents, they'd be like, "Oh yeah, what's your business? What problem do you solve?" And I finally started laughing. So I'm like, this is a spiritual business. I'm not in the business of solving problems. But it took me a very long time to get to that place of not feeling like the only reason someone's going to buy is if I make it very clear that they have a problem and I have the solution. My point with this, I want to get back into just connecting this, tying this back with social media. When you go on social media now, again, the collective consciousness has started to rise. It has shifted. It is still in the process of shifting, but it has shifted. Yet, we are being marketed in a way on social media that is not in alignment. Now, I was just going to say that I don't think a lot of these people would market this way in person. I don't know if that's true. I know for myself how I would show up on Instagram to market my business was very different than how I would show up in real life. Like if I was having a conversation with someone in real life, I would not tell them, "Oh, this is your problem, and I actually have a solution for you. This is why. Let me tell you all about it." I just wouldn't, that wouldn't be the normal course of action in a real, not in real life, like an in-person conversation. Just like if I was in person with someone and they were marketing to me in that way, the way that I have bought from people, because I'm like, "Oh yeah, they're going to solve my problem." I would not, if someone did that in person to me, I'd be like, "Who are you? Like, get out of my face. You don't know me." But all of a sudden on social media, that is acceptable. Of course, we are repelled by this. Of course, we are repelled by this energy. It's repelling. At this point in our journey, individual and collectively, that is no longer in resonance. So, as a consumer, I think that we have to have a higher level of discernment with Instagram. We have to have a higher level of intentionality with Instagram. I will say on this topic, because this is a message that's been coming through a lot for the collective, and it is that we have to, A, have a higher level of discernment when we are navigating all facets of life around being around people in general, but also when we are navigating social media. There's a very big difference between consciously navigating social media and zoning out and just absorbing. And we have to realize that there is an impact that we are absorbing that stuff, whether we're zoning out or not. And there is an impact there. I think there's a long-term effect that we don't quite fully realize yet, but I don't think it's a positive one. So, as a consumer, I think there needs to be more intentionality with not just scrolling. Obviously, we know that, like not just zoning out and scrolling, 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 but also being more intentional with who we follow and how those people make us feel and the frequency that that is. How that is affecting our own frequency. Because tying this back to the last episode, when I was in Sierra Vista, I realized that my programming to not trust myself ran so much deeper than I realized. And one of the main things that stuck out, I would say stuck out, stood out to me as to what was actively programming me to not trust myself was marketing. And yes, marketing, period, but we already know that the big companies, for the most part, don't give a fuck about us. They don't care about our health. They don't care about our well-being. They don't care about their impact on the world. They are not intending to create a better world, right? Like we know this. We know that Coca-Cola is not sitting around like, how do we create a better world? It's also the small businesses, it's the coaches, it's the mentors who claim that they are creating a better world, yet they are marketing as if they have the answers for us. Of course, that is going to subliminally program us that someone else has answers for us. This new paradigm that we are walking into, we have to trust ourselves. In order to guide ourselves in our life, we have to fucking trust ourselves. So we have to notice all of the things that are showing up in our lives that are keeping us from trusting ourselves. Marketing is a really, 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 really big issue that I'm seeing that's affecting how we show up in our lives, how we guide ourselves, and our ability to trust ourselves or not trust ourselves. That's on the consumer side. I think there has to be a new level of discernment, a new level of consciousness, a new level of intentionality. So I'm kind of saying this out of order. A new level of consciousness in terms of navigating the app, consciously choosing to be on the app or not be on the app. I know so many people who just scroll. I mean, one of my best friends always says, oh, I just kind of flip through the stories. And I'm like, are you actively absorbing anything? Like, are you choosing to be on there? Are you consciously choosing to be on there, or is it choosing you? Like, are you controlling the app, or is it controlling you? Because if it's the latter, that's okay, but like, look into that. So that's the first thing, like, having a new level of consciousness when we are on the app. We already know zoning out is bad and whatever. Instead of playing the blame and shame game, that is not going to actively create long-term change. Why? What's going on there? Why are you zoning out? What's really going on? What are you resisting? What do you feel drained from? What do you feel burnt out from? Like, what is going on? And start looking at that. For me, I will say a lot of times it's unprocessed emotions. It's when my nervous system is just like burnt out. I'm just too inundated in my own thoughts. I'm not meditating enough. I have a lot of unprocessed stuff, and I just want to zone out and not think and not feel and any of that. Having more intentionality. Who are you following? How are those people making you feel? What is the frequency that they are emitting out? We have to start noticing this stuff. And with that, higher level of discernment. I know that this saying, it feels so watered down at this point. Like, take it if it resonates, leave it if it doesn't. But we should be embodying that every single moment of our lives. When someone is talking to us, when we are looking at a post on Instagram, we should be having that in the forefront of my mind. I will take this if it resonates, and I will leave it if it doesn't. And if it doesn't resonate, and what I mean by it resonates or it doesn't, that you have such a strong connection with your own inner truth, your own inner guidance system, your own inner knowing, that you are receiving your own codes for your life. You have a developed relationship with your channel, and someone else shares something. You know if what they're sharing resonates, aligns with what is going on within you. But if we're so tuned out from what's going on within us, then we can't have that level of discernment. Then we will say, oh, yeah, I lead myself in my life. I guide myself in my life. But we won't actually be leading ourselves in our life because we'll just be taking on everything from the outside world and not leading from our own messages, our own guidance that's coming from within us. So, what is stemming from within you? What is coming up from within you? And a lot of times that takes more time and space to be alone, to develop that relationship with our channel. And I don't mean channeling. Like, yes, you can learn how to channel messages, but I mean like your connection with your inner wisdom, with your inner truth, with your inner voice, which is different than channeling. I hope that makes sense. As a small business owner or an entrepreneur or a content creator, if you are putting out content, can we maintain a level of integrity? Again, I'm speaking to myself here, and this was something that was a really hard reflection for my ego to see. This was something that originally, when I realized, oh shit, yeah, I did that for like a long time, that was really hard for me to see. It was really, really hard for my ego to see. We know when we are creating from a pure place. When we are creating because it's what we love, when we're creating because we're passionate about it. And then we know the type of content we're creating because, well, now it's time to sell. Got to sell this thing, need to make money. So there's a very big difference in those two pieces of content and that type of marketing. But guess what? All of that is getting blasted out into the world. And I know better than I think anyone that when things feel like they're not working in business, it's so easy to be like, okay, what's the problem? How do I fix it? Okay, we need to make money this month. Let's do it. And all of a sudden, when you're tuning into that frequency in your business, all of a sudden the type of content that starts being created looks something like, here's your problem, and I have the solution. This is what the solution is. We have to stay in a higher level of integrity because we are all co-creating a new world. We are all creating a better earth. What are we co-creating? You are playing an active part in it, whether you realize it or not, especially if you are posting on social media. We know the power of social media to create collective change. What are you creating from your content? That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to end there. What type of social change are you creating from your content? What type of frequency are you emitting out into the world and a new reality you are co-creating for this earth with your content? Because I think that you know deep down that there is a content that you put out that is pure, that is creating change, that hits your soul in a way where it doesn't matter if you make money for another day in your life. It's like this piece of content is going to change someone. This is going to change the world. And then there's the piece of content where it's like, oh shit, I need to make money. What should I create? How should I sell this offer? I really need to sell this offer. How? I'm going to end by saying, I do not have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. I'm also not perfect. This is something that I've picked up collectively. It's something that I've battled within myself and my own business and as a consumer for a very long time. But I think that we have to start by just noticing it and calling it out. And that's what I'm intending to do here. So I hope that you took away something from this episode, that it resonated with you in some way. I'm going to end it there, and I'll be back with a new episode soon. Bye.